Chapter 4. Promotions. Career levels tend to be pretty well defined at tech organizations bigger than a few dozen software engineers. Meanwhile, levels are less important at early stage companies, but over time it becomes useful to differentiate expectations for an entry-level engineer, a senior engineer, principal level, etc. Once levels are established at a company, it's only natural to ask what it takes to get promoted to the next rung on the ladder. In this chapter, we cover 1. How promotions are decided. 2. Promotion processes. 3. Terminal level. 4. Promotions in big tech. 5. Advice for getting promoted. 6. A long-term career view. 1. How promotions are decided. When should someone be promoted? The reasons are similar at most companies. Performing at the next level. Many businesses promote people who are performing at next level expectations. Needless to say, this means performing above expectations at the current level. Impact at the next level. Lots of places promote people who contribute large enough impact. Business case for a promotion. There are companies that only approve promotions when a budget increase is available. This is sometimes the case for staff and above roles. So even if you're performing above expectations, there won't be a promotion unless there's a business need for a staff engineer and a budget for one. Opportunity and space for promotion. If an organization has budgeted for a staff engineer and a senior engineer is operating at that level, there's an opportunity for promotion. Having a space into which to be promoted is increasingly a requirement at more senior levels. Raise the bar at the next level. This is rare, but some organizations justify promotions by asking, "How does this person raise the bar at the next level?" In practice, several more things are required for a promotion to happen. Perception. How others perceive your impact can be more important than the actual business impact you make. This is especially true when companies grow and it gets harder to map someone's direct impact on the business. Support of others. Promotions only happen with decision-makers' support. Who these decision-makers are is different at a 5-person startup than at a megacorp of thousands. Internal politics. Politics refers to the influence and standing within an organization of a candidate for promotion. The more decision-makers are in a promotion process, the more complex the organization, and the more senior the position, the more complicated that promotion politics is. Promotion process mechanics. Different promotion processes reward different types of visibility. 2. Types of promotion processes. Different companies run different promotion processes. Below are 3 of the most common approaches and what each tends to reward. An informal promotion process. This is common at startups and small companies. The process is usually ad hoc, where the CTO and some senior managers hold a meeting and discuss who's ready for promotion and decide on promotion on the spot. This type of non-structured decision-making is typical for companies of up to 50 engineers or sometimes more. In such companies, being visible to managers who make promotion decisions makes promotion much easier. For example, if you worked on a project in which you talked with the CTO frequently, you'll have an upper hand over people who never interacted with anyone in the room. The upside of such a process is simplicity and low admin overhead. However, it can become a biased process which overlooks people who do good work but have low visibility. A lightweight promotion process. As a company grows, getting all managers together can become difficult, and the biases of the process are more visible. So the leadership often aims to put a process in place that's more scalable and fairer. This usually begins by writing down basic expectations for each engineering level and inviting managers to submit short documentation on why an engineer on their team is ready for promotion. In these settings, it's usually still a manager-only group that decides promotions. However, there are some rules, and the expectations of what it takes to be promoted to the next level are clearer. Lightweight promotion processes are common for most mid-sized companies, and even some larger ones. At large tech businesses, it's more common to have a lightweight promotion process until the senior engineer level, and a more heavyweight one above it. This environment favors people with managers who are tenured, well-connected in the organization, and politically influential. This doesn't mean people without such managers won't be promoted. However, new managers are often less able to show the same level of conviction for their reports as some more experienced managers. A heavyweight promotion process. As companies grow, they often aim to standardize promotion criteria and remove bias from the process. This leads to heavyweight promotion processes where getting promoted requires the following documents: a self-review from the promotion candidate, a manager review by the manager of the candidate, peer reviews by people the candidate worked with, saying whether or not they support the promotion. Peers include engineers, other managers, product folks, and tech people. The more senior the peer, the more weight their opinion likely has. This process favors developers who work on high-impact projects that are easy to quantify, those with lots of written artifacts, and managers and individual contributors who express themselves effectively in writing. Outcomes in this setup depend the least on managers, but the promotion process is very exhausting and takes the longest time. It's also a setup in which it's necessary to start preparing well in advance by producing and organizing artifacts which aid a case. Hybrid models. Hybrid approaches to promotions are increasingly common at large tech companies. For example, at Amazon and Uber, promotions up to the senior engineer level are usually decided by a manager-only committee at the org level. Promotions at staff and above levels are typically done with an org or company-wide committee approach. This is also the case for engineering managers, where the process becomes committee-like at the senior engineering manager and above levels. 3. Terminal level. The concept of terminal level, sometimes called career level, is common at several tech companies. It's the level software engineers are expected to win promotion to over time, with no expectation of promotion beyond it. For example, in around 2015, the terminal level was L5 at Google, E5 at Meta, and L5A at Uber, all senior engineer levels. Engineers who didn't progress fast enough to these levels would sometimes be exited from the company or put on performance improvement plans, PIP. It was a kind of get promoted or get fired system. In recent years, all three companies have changed their approaches. Google changed its terminal level to L4, a level below senior software engineer. Both Meta and Uber have relaxed their approaches by not pressuring engineers to grow beyond E4/L4. The point of defining terminal levels or career levels is twofold: making clear it's mandatory for engineers to strive to get to this level. Terminal levels usually come with the expectation that engineers are fully autonomous. Clarifying that there's no guarantee engineers will get promoted beyond this level. This is because the higher levels are increasingly difficult to reach. Often, levels above the terminal level need budget allocation, and not all teams have the budget to make a case for a higher-than-terminal level position. Companies with terminal levels often have an up-or-out culture that pushes engineers to continuously improve until they hit the terminal level. This approach creates pressure, but it's usually coupled with a well-understood promotion system in a workplace where you can rely on managers and experienced engineers to help you level up. Even companies without terminal levels will expect engineers to hit certain career levels. Terminal levels are almost always at senior engineer levels, the notable exception being Google, where the terminal level is L4. Software Engineer 3, which is a level below the senior engineer level. Expectations at the terminal level include: be fully autonomous, unblock yourself, help your team succeed, and support and mentor junior teammates. It's reasonable for any company to expect engineers to eventually get to this level with enough time and support. In this book, we cover expectations in depth in Part 3, The Well-Rounded Senior Engineer. Figure out if your company uses the terminal level or career level concepts. If so, getting promoted to these levels should be a main focus. 4. Promotions at big tech. Compensation, promotions, performance, and how they connect differ at big tech from most companies. At many traditional companies, getting promoted is the obvious, and often the only, way to earn more. End-of-year bonuses are often tied heavily to company performance, sometimes fully independent of your own performance. Compensation and promotions. Big tech also takes a different view of promotions and compensation with regard to base salary, bonuses, and equity compensation. Pay for performance is a common approach. Your cash bonus and equity refreshers are tied to performance relative to peers. The highest performing people often get outsized bonuses, 5 to 10 times that of an average bonus. Rules for promotion eligibility. Most companies require at least a 12-month tenure in a role in order to be eligible for promotion, and some also mandate that only top performers, those calibrated in the upper half of ratings, be nominated for promotion. While most companies publish promotion criteria, some organizations can apply stricter criteria, for example, on tenure expectations. A promotion moves compensation to the bottom of the next band. Pay bands are for base salary and total compensation targets. When someone's promoted, they receive a minimum salary increase, usually 8 to 10%, and move to somewhere near the base of the next level's compensation band. Equity refreshers are allocated in this approach. Promotion winners typically get some additional equity refresh, although this can be delayed by a cycle and is often less than hoped for. A top-performing employee at a lower level can make more than an average performer at the next level. It might be surprising, but those recognized as top performers, usually 3 to 5% of a peer engineering population, can take home more total compensation than average performers at the next level up. This is due to top performers being rewarded with outsized cash bonuses and equity grants. Promotions are not the only way to reward impact. High-impact people can be rewarded with major bonuses, retention grants, and more. From the senior engineering level, promotions are less pressing for many engineers because the financial incentive is lower compared to performing well at their current level. Expectations for promotion. Expectations of impact and competency are common ways big tech companies frame performance and promotion conversations, and they document expectations for all engineering and engineering management levels. To be promoted, candidates must demonstrate performance at the next level in two dimensions. What? Impact of the work. Engineers are expected to demonstrate business impact at the next level. For example, for a staff engineer, this expectation might be to deliver a long-term effort that solves a meaningful problem at the organizational level. The impact is typically easier to quantify for customer-facing product work than for some platform work. Product work is often tied to company key performance indicators, KPIs, like incremental revenue or cost savings. Platform work is often tied to KPIs one level below, like decreasing systems latency, increasing reliability, or increasing developer productivity. How? Measuring against competencies. Each company defines its dimensions of expectations at each level, called competencies. For example, at Uber, these competencies were software engineering, design and architecture, execution and results, collaboration, creating efficiency, and citizenship. Performing at the next level in these areas almost always means working well with stakeholders and other colleagues. In practice, some competencies carry more weight than others, and these differences are unique to each company, the promotion process, and sometimes even to a group within the company. One of the biggest challenges of senior and above promotions at big tech is the continuously widening impact radius and complexity of problems. For example, to get promoted to the senior engineering level, it's typically expected to showcase team-level impact. Staff engineers need to show organization or company-wide impact. Senior engineering managers and directors face similarly raised expectations. While a company grows rapidly, there are plenty of opportunities for this. A hyper-growth company has no shortage of organization-wide issues for engineers and managers to solve. If they succeed, promotions typically follow. However, the more mature a company becomes, the fewer of these opportunities there are, and the more complex and time-consuming they are to solve. Opportunities may be so hard to find that failure isn't an option, because it would blow a rare opportunity. Having fewer promotion-worthy opportunities also incentivizes success criteria like turning a failing project into something that can be perceived as successful. And why would people not do this? They put in the effort, did the work, and admitting failure would result in poorer performance reviews and promotion outcomes. I'm playing devil's advocate here. Promotion-driven development. An unfortunate consequence of the impact-driven nature of promotions and performance reviews at big tech is what can be called promotion-driven development. With each level, your work is expected to impact larger groups and drive more impactful business outcomes. How can you impact a large group of engineers and drive a major business outcome? An obvious answer is to solve an engineering problem the organization has. However, to get promoted, the what, impact, is not enough. You also need to perform at the next level of the how, competencies. In practice, this means building something non-trivial that involves coordinating large groups and is a difficult engineering challenge. This is exactly why engineers working towards staff promotions often create their own in-house solution instead of using an existing third-party framework for an organization-wide issue. To justify this, they find edge cases where existing solutions are inadequate and execute a complex, impactful, promotion-worthy solution. Building custom tooling is sometimes justified by unique needs, but there's little to no incentive for an engineer to choose an off-the-shelf vendor solution that solves the problem. This approach would be labeled trivial and not meet the complexity expectations of software engineering and architecture and design at senior and above levels. Promotion-driven development is one reason why all of big tech has built custom solutions for everything from developer and observability tools to rebuilding products that didn't take off. I'm not exaggerating. Google built 20 different chat products in 16 years, often in parallel. It's a certainty each of these chat projects got dozens of engineers and managers promoted to the next level. And then, a different group made a case to start a complex project from scratch with an even larger impact, rather than fix the existing product. 5. Advice for getting promoted. You hope to be promoted in the next cycle, so what can you do ahead of time to improve your chances? Here are some things. Be realistic. How was your last performance review? Did you exceed expectations? If not, there's little chance of promotion. Work towards exceeding expectations in the next review cycle. Understand how promotions work. Who nominates? Who decides? What are the criteria? And which processes does your company follow? Understand how promotions really work. In reality, who gets promoted doesn't always map to an officially documented process. Talk with people who have been through the process, and also with any mentors. Common differences that are undocumented can include completing a promotion project that's shipped to production, peer feedback being much less important, feedback from staff-level engineers or directors being much more important, and the influence of managers being bigger than official guidance suggests. Self-evaluate. Assuming there's a clear set of expectations, like a career ladder with competencies, evaluate where you are in relation to your current level and the next. A self-review template might be helpful. Get feedback from peers. Ask for feedback about how you're doing, especially from more senior colleagues. Come promotion time, you'll likely need peers to support your case. Get ahead by consulting people who will give peer feedback. Questions could include, which areas could you see me improve in? Am I operating at the next level? What gaps do you see? Any advice on how to grow from here? Find a mentor at the next level. Reach out to someone who's at least one level higher on the career ladder, ideally who was promoted to that level at your company. Set up a one-on-one and ask if they can share their experience of growing to the next level and give advice and feedback. Obviously, this doesn't guarantee a promotion, but you get another ally and one more person to give actionable feedback. Organizing your work. Produce, organize, publish is a good framework for thinking about the buckets of work you do, as described by product leader Shreyas Doshi. It's not enough to do good work. You need to work with others and publish your work so that people are aware of it. Here's a good way to think about this model. The more senior you are, the more you'll be expected to organize and publish at the next level. Produce work day by day, creating artifacts like code, design docs, postmortems, code reviews, and more. Organize things that help to get things done. This might mean organizing meetings, setting up initiatives, and introducing better ways of working within groups, such as workflow improvements or bug bashes. Publish your work and promote it via one-on-ones, presenting at organization or company-wide meetings, knowledge-sharing sessions, other internal or external events, etc. In most organizations, as you become more senior, your focus shifts to organizing and publishing instead of producing. This is no accident. Both staff engineers and directors spend more time organizing and publishing than producing compared to lower levels. Keep track of your achievements. The most practical way to do this is to write down what you do every week. Summarize key achievements each month and quarter. If you start this now, write down your key achievements of the past year. It's good to have examples that show you continuously deliver highly impactful work. The importance of your manager. Talk with your manager and raise the topic of promotion. Ask where they think you are and what it would take for them to support your bid. Show them your self-review. Your manager usually has the final say on which projects you work on. And if you don't work on projects that prove you're ready for the next level, you won't have a strong promotion case. Get your manager on your side. If they're not supportive, promotion will be hard, if not impossible. So start on this well ahead of decision time. How can you reassure them you're ready? What will make them support your case? For staff and above promotions, get your skip-level manager on your side. Promotions above the senior engineering level typically have significant input from the manager chain. Even your manager being on side might be insufficient. Your skip-level manager also needs to advocate for you. Have one-on-ones with these people and ensure they know about and support the work you're doing and understand its impact. If possible, try to hold a recurring one-on-one every few months. When a promotion would mean a change of manager, getting full support from your skip level is even more important. For example, some companies have a rule that an engineering manager can't manage staff engineers. Should you be promoted to staff, you would stop reporting to your current manager. This is potentially delicate, as some managers might not see it as in their interest. The more challenging a promotion is, the more important strong relationships and clear expectation setting are with your management chain. Make an actionable plan. Set goals with your manager to reach that next level or get closer to promotion, Do this in writing and deliver on them. Keep your manager in the loop about your progress and get feedback. It's great to do this in a document. What if your manager changes? Your manager could leave your team or company at any time, so consider if your promotion is over-reliant on their advocacy. If so, change this by ensuring your work is visible to more people via one-on-ones. The publishing activity in the produce, organize, publish framework is key here. Be realistic. Don't get obsessed by promotion because it risks alienating your manager and peers if you're seen as the person working only for promotion. Have a plan, work towards it, and avoid the perception that personal advancement is the only thing you care about. This doesn't just apply to perception. Avoid it being your one and only goal. Find other goals within your control which give you satisfaction. Be realistic about promotion rates. The higher the level you're aiming for, the fewer promotion bids typically succeed. At most of big tech, about 30 to 40% of promotion cases to senior levels are rejected. This rate is typically lower at the levels below, and even higher at the levels above. Prepare to not be promoted. Nothing is guaranteed. But can you set goals that make you a better professional regardless of the outcome? Successfully shipping a complex and impactful project, becoming more visible inside or outside the company, and mastering a new technology are all worthy achievements that make you more valuable, more employable, and more promotable in the future. Help others so they help you. What goes around comes around. Helping others is a good thing to do in itself and also builds up goodwill. Here are things you can do to help others. Mentor someone a level below you. Can you help them grow to where you are now? Mentor people outside your company. You'll not only help, but also learn a lot. Support others whom you know are working towards a promotion. Can you give them constructive, helpful feedback and other assistance? Volunteer for things that help the team, things that your colleagues ignore. At the very least, this will help the team, and managers are more likely to support promotion candidates who help the whole team succeed, not only themselves. Share that you're working towards a promotion with some teammates. If they know it's important to you, they may be more likely to help. 6. A long-term career view. Career paths are not always straightforward, and plenty of successful people endure twists and turns in their careers along the way. It's helpful to zoom out and look at your career in a bigger context, not just a period of months or a year. Here are some suggestions to build a successful career long-term. Don't let promotions and titles define your self-worth. It's tempting to compare yourself with people at the next level. For example, a senior engineer might look at a staff engineer and feel frustrated that they do many things better than their staff-level colleague but are not at staff level too. Resist this envy. Getting promoted isn't based on skill alone. It's about demonstrating sufficient impact and having the chance to do this when such opportunities are not evenly spread. People at the next level could have had more chances to demonstrate next-level impact or be better at selling their achievements during interviews. Starting at the staff level, titles tend to be less meaningful and are harder to compare. So what's the point? Focus on your career and your path, and you'll be better off. Avoid elbowing people out of the way. If you need to choose between hitting a professional goal and damaging professional relationships for it, ask if it's really worth it. Maybe there's a different way. People remember who shoved them aside, and the tech industry can feel surprisingly small. So a reputation for caring only about your advancement may return to bite you later. Many career investments only pay off much later. Take these two people. Engineer A optimizes for immediate career progression. They go from software engineer to senior software engineer, and then push for and get a staff engineer promotion. They then stay at this level. When they look for opportunities elsewhere, They do interviews but can't secure an offer above senior engineer, but they don't want to take a title cut, so they stay put. Engineer B optimizes for their curiosity and is less concerned about titles. They're a software engineer and get an internal promotion to senior engineer. They then switch stacks to work on something new and take a step down to a software engineer role at another company in a different environment. They repeat this learning curve a few times. Later, their breadth and depth of expertise stand out, and they get staff and above offers at interesting companies. Engineer A might have faster career growth at first, but Engineer B invests in the long term by picking up new stacks and sampling a variety of experiences by working at a few companies. Professional choices such as moving sideways or onto a new stack may have no instant career payoffs, but can be good longer-term investments. And even if these investments don't pay off in the form of a promotion, perhaps it was simply worthwhile and interesting to work in an exciting new area. Happiness shouldn't be defined by titles and career levels. There's much more to being satisfied at work than our titles and responsibilities. Keep in mind what's good about your current position, what's not so good, and figure out what you really care about.